Good morning, Chairperson Saviello and Welsh and members of the committee. My name is Joe Kazar, and I'm the Executive Director of the Mid-Maine Waste Action Corporation, otherwise known as MWAC. We're the regional nonprofit solid waste management corporation that's owned by the City of Auburn and 11 neighboring municipalities. We also serve our Ash for Trash partner, Lewiston, and many of our associate municipal members. Central to our mission is the ownership and operation of an energy from waste facility where we process MSW, municipal solid waste, and safely convert its latent energy into domestic renewable electricity, resulting in an inert ash residue. Our process reduces the incoming MSW by 90% measured on volume and 75% by weight. We create a very dense, inert ash. I am here today to testify in qualified support for 1578. This bill covers a lot of territory. To the extent that its various sections promote Maine's solid waste hierarchy, we are in support. We do, however, have grave concerns with sections 7 and 8 that deal with state fees that are imposed not only on landfill disposal, but also on the processing facilities that serve the hierarchy by reducing the volume of waste that requires landfill disposal. To illustrate this point, under current law, waste energy facilities like MWAC pay a $1 per ton fee on all ash that we landfill. Conversely, no fee applies to MSW disposed at landfill. This is directly contrary to the state's hierarchy that favors waste energy over landfilling. LD 1578 takes this already inconsistent fee policy and makes it far worse. Section 7 would eliminate the ash tax. That's great from our perspective. But instead, Section 8 would replace it with a $1 per ton fee on the waste that we accept for processing, rather than the residue that remains for landfilling. Because we reduce the incoming MSW by 75% of its weight, existing law rewards us for this waste reduction. Our 70,000 tons per year of incoming waste is reduced to 17,000 tons of ash from the MSW that we process, costing us $17,000. That's current law. But under LD 1578, we would pay a dollar a ton on the 70,000 tons that we accept for processing, costing us $70,000 in fees, a fourfold increase in cost. There would be absolutely no support through this fee structure for the hierarchy, since the MSW being landfilled without any processing would pay the same $1 fee. The bill would offer no support for those who are investing in the waste to energy level of the hierarchy. What we propose is a simpler, common-sense approach to the hierarchy where the fee is applied only at the landfill. This can be accomplished by deleting Section 8 and amending Section 7 to add municipal solid waste disposed at a landfill to the list of waste types that are subject to the disposal surcharge. While we would prefer that no fee be applied to waste-to-energy operations in order to support part of the hierarchy, if there must be a fee, then it should apply to the ash we landfill and not the raw waste that we do a great job in terms of reducing and making safe for disposal. There are a number of progressive ideas in this bill that can advance practices in this industry, among them continued support for the state's 50% recycling goal, various provisions to advance organics diversion, and support for C&D recycling. Our municipal owners have made a huge investment in public funds to create a system that stretches out valuable and necessary landfill capacity, recovers renewable energy, and safeguards the environment. I urge you to modify this measure with regard to the fees to better reflect the state's waste management hierarchy policies. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have Brett Richardson.